Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the High Plains to the Hill Country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip.
Looking for an experience this holiday season? Join us in the Hill Country November 25th through December 30th for the Christmas Wine Affair Passport. Ticket holders will receive up to 4 complimentary tastings each day of the event at 50 wineries throughout the Hill Country and exclusive discounts on bottle purchases. With a $25 average tasting fee, the Passport ticket offers a huge value and pays for itself after just a couple visits. Bring in the holidays with this self-guided tour and get your tickets today at texashillcountrywineries.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I'm your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning into this week's episode. And if you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around this great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy the content, and if you do, please consider subscribing and please share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. Now let's get into the Texas Wine Scene news. In a recent press release by Rodeo Houston, the 2025 Rodeo Uncorked International Wine Competition Awards were announced, and here are the Texas Winery Award winners. The top Texas wine was awarded to Peter's Prairie Vineyard in Mason, Texas, for their 2019 Texas Hill Country Barbera. The top dessert wine was awarded to Llano Estacado for their Texas High Plains non-vintage Mad Ira's dessert wine. The top region wine company was awarded to Middle Oak Wines in Friendswood, Texas. The top all-around winery was awarded to the Nice Winery in Houston, Texas. And the coveted top Texas winery was awarded to Keepersall in Tyler, Texas. And some notable double gold winning wineries include Ron Yates Wines, Threshold Vineyards, Perdinales Cellars, Wedding Oak Winery, Bending Branch Winery, Hilmi Cellars, Lost Draw, Adega Vino, and Ab Asterisk, along with Messina Hoff. As previously reported, I had the wonderful opportunity to attend the Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival in Fredericksburg, Texas, and by all accounts, this was a very well-planned and executed event. And as a result of all the hard work and to the incredible generosity of all the participating wineries and the support of the 2,000 attendees, the Texas Wine Auction Foundation is thrilled to announce that its fundraising efforts raised an impressive $43,375 to benefit mental health, education, and sustainability initiatives in the Texas Hill Country. Leading the contributions for this year's event were William Chris Vineyards, raising $4,885, along with Uplift Vineyard, raising $4,820. Other standout contributors include Alexander Vineyards, they raised $2,000, Arrowhead Creek Vineyards for $1,660, Becker Vineyard came in with $1,650. Lost Draw Wines brought in $1,590. And Fernando Vineyards brought in $1,560. Thanks to all the wonderful wineries that contributed to this year's wonderful event. Tickets are now on sale for the 7th annual Stagecoach Wine Trail event happening from January 1st through January 31st. Set out to embark on an unforgettable journey to the finest wineries in Central Texas with the Texas Stagecoach Wine Trail. Enjoy complimentary wine tastings at each unique stop along the wine trail once traversed by Western Stagecoaches for more than 60 years. Although the Stagecoach disappeared in the 1880s, its legacy lives on, capturing the rugged spirit of the West. This trail isn't just a collection of wineries, it's a tribute to the rich history of the region and the spirit of adventure. Take the whole month of January to explore, sip, and savor the best wines that Central Texas has to offer. Wineries participating in this Stagecoach Wine Trail event include Three Texas Winery, Bimarosa Vineyard and Winery, Country Spring Vineyard, Dancing Bee Winery, Moose and Goose Winery, Red Caboose Winery, Salado Winery, and Valley Mills Vineyards. I'll be giving away two complimentary tickets to this event in a drawing to be held at the beginning of January. All you have to do is send me an email at info@texaswinescene.com with your name in the subject line and the phrase, "I want to." Good luck to all that will enter, and we'll see you on the Stagecoach Wine Trail. In a recent Instagram post, owner Daniel Collada has announced that as of November 20th, Vinovium has closed on a deal and is moving into the old Croson Wines building on the square in Johnson City, Texas. He wrote, "We're overflowing with gratitude this year. From the love and the support of our amazing community to the joy of sharing incredible wines, our hearts are full. Here's to a bright future filled with love, laughter, and all things that bring us together. Cheers to what's ahead. We can't wait to celebrate with you." The Croson building has an existing sandwich shop named Picnic, which Vinovium has been operating for a few weeks, as well as a separate tasting room on the property. Good luck, Daniel. We look forward to seeing your vision for Vinovium Wines on the square in Johnson City. And on a more somber note, in a recent Facebook post, Two Brothers Winery announced they will be closing its doors. Two Brothers Winery in Keller, Texas announced that after 5 incredible years filled with unforgettable memories, new friendships, and countless celebrations, Two Brothers Winery closed its doors on November 29th. They signed off on their website with a message that read, "This journey has been an absolute blast, and we are so deeply grateful for the love and support this community has shown us. We got to live out a dream, and it was truly something special. Two Brothers Winery will forever remain in our hearts and etched in our memories. Thank you for being a part of this amazing chapter with us. We love you all." The Texas Wine Scene would like to wish the owners Brian, Stephanie, Eddie, and Donna the very best of luck in their next chapter. And that's your Texas Wine Scene news. This week, we continue our obscure Texas grape variety miniseries, taking a closer look at Tannat. The name Tannat is thought to be derived from the Basque word tannat, meaning tannin. Tannat is a full-body red wine grape historically grown in the southwest France in the region of Matarán. Tannat is characteristically very high in tannin levels and is often blended with Cabernet Sauvignon and Cabernet Franc to soften the astringency to make the wine more approachable. The wines of Tannat often have a deep, dark color with high levels of alcohol, with aromas ranging from ripe and fruity to herbal and savory. Those aromas include black plum, blackberry with subtle notes of licorice, smoked meats, and black cardamom. Tannat wines often benefit from aging, allowing the tannins to soften and the flavors to integrate, resulting in a more harmonious and complex wine. If you are looking for exceptional expressions of Tannat, look no further than Bending Branch Winery in Comfort, Texas, for their 2020 Talent Vineyards Tannat, which won double gold and top of class at the 2025 San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo. You won't be disappointed if you pick up a bottle of John Rivenberg's 2021 Texas Hill Country Tannat from the Rustic Spur Vineyards at Kerrville Hills Winery. Tune in next week as we continue our obscure grape variety miniseries as we take a look at the white grape variety named Picpoul Blanc. Before we get into the wine events for the weekend, let's check the weather. The weather for the weekend in a High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 66 degrees with low temperatures of 31 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 59 degrees with low temperatures of 32 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 58 degrees with low temperatures of 37 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have high temperatures of 64 degrees with low rainy temperatures of 37 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 69 degrees with low temperatures of 41 degrees. Join Pariso's Vineyards and Winery in Burnett, Texas for their Wicks and Sips Christmas Candle Making Workshop on Thursday, December 5th from 12 to 2 p.m. Unleash your creativity and kick off the Christmas season by relaxing, creating, and connecting in a fun and interactive setting while sipping on your favorite glass of Pariso's wine. Guided by experts, guests will enjoy hands-on candle making fun as you wick, mix, and pour a candle that's entirely unique to you. For more information about this event, visit their website at parisosvineyards.com. Head on out to Tyler, Texas, and join Keepersall Winery, which was awarded the top Texas winery at Houston's Rodeo Uncorked International Wine Competition for a fantastic lineup of holiday events, beginning with their chocolate and wine pairing event on Thursday, December 5th at 6 p.m. This unique and intimate wine and chocolate pairing experience is the sugar rush you've been craving. Guests will taste six delectable chocolates that are perfectly paired with Keepersall's award-winning wines. Your Keepersall wine steward will answer all your chocolate and wine questions and share with you the stories behind the wines themselves. Keepersall Winery is also having their cookie decorating workshop event featuring the Sweet Spot on Tuesday, December 10th at 6 p.m. The Sweet Spot is joining Keepersall for a cozy, creative, and unique cookie decorating class that will guide you through the art of cookie decorating. Your ticket purchase includes a recipe guide for cookie dough and icing, an introduction into cookie decorating, and 16 cookies to decorate while in class. So grab a glass of wine, meet up with your friends, and have a blast learning how to make elegant and decorative sweets. And finally, check out Keepersall Charcuterie Decorating Event in the Salt Kitchen on Wednesday, December 11th at 6 p.m. This is both an educational and entertaining experience where guests will learn how to properly plan, construct, and enjoy a charcuterie board. Each participant will receive tastings to understand balance, taste, and flavor while constructing the ultimate charcuterie board. For more information on these events, visit their website at keepersall.com. Join Becker Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas for their annual complimentary port wine and Stilton cheese tasting event on Saturday, December 7th and 8th from 10 to 5:30 p.m. This classic wine pairing will provide guests with the wonderful pungent flavors of blue cheese with the rich and bold flavors of port wine. This is a wine pairing event you definitely don't want to miss. And while you're there, stick around and attend Becker Vineyards' Riedel Wine Glass Tasting Event on Saturday, December 7th from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Becker Vineyards is partnering with Riedel, the wine glass company that's been revolutionizing the glass industry since 1756. The only company to create a complete line of varietal-specific wine glasses, Riedel is the premier choice for any wine lover. At this event, guests will learn how and why to pair your favorite wine with the perfect glass. Utilizing a set of three Riedel wine glasses, you will taste through some of Becker Vineyards' award-winning wines to demonstrate the dramatic relationship between the wine and its glass. For more information about these events, visit their website at beckerwines.com. Head on over to Pernales Cellars in Stonewall, Texas for their Family Affair Release Party event on Sunday, December 8th from 10 to 5 p.m. At the Family Fair Wine Tasting event, Pernales Cellars will pour six different vintages of the Family Reserve Red Wine Blend from the latest vintages of the 2019, the 2020, and the 2021, along with library wines from the 2013, 14, and 2015 vintages. Guests will have the opportunity to taste and compare how Family Affair wines are developing and how the aging process enhances the flavors and aromas of these artfully crafted wines. For more information about this event, visit their website at pernalescellars.com. The Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas is having their Christmas tree lighting event on Sunday, December 8th at 6 p.m. Join the Texas Wine Collective for an evening full of holiday cheer, Christmas carolers, Santa Claus, and the Grinch as they light the Texas Wine Collective Christmas tree. This festive, family-friendly event will take place in the event center, and your ticket price will include one glass of wine and charcuterie snacks. For more information on this event, visit their website at texaswinecollective.com. Make plans to head on over to the Nice Winery in Houston, Texas for their Mastering the Art of Sparkling Wine event on Wednesday, December 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. If you love all things sparkling wine, from champagne to cava, from sec to cremant, then this event is for you. Join the Nice Winery for a deep dive into sparkling wines by tasting your way around the world with the perfect complimentary bites. For more information about this event, visit their website at nicewines.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next. Los Pinos Ranch Vineyards in Pittsburgh, Texas gets the holiday music lineup going with Heath Walker on stage Friday, December 6th from 6 to 9 p.m., followed by Bo Atkins on Saturday, December 7th from 6 to 9 p.m. as well. Moody Family Wines in Bullard, Texas will have Alyssa Campbell on stage Friday, December 6th from 6 to 8:30 p.m., followed by Brent Smith on Saturday, December 7th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. as well. Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville, Texas will have the Black Hole Project on stage Saturday, December 7th from 1 to 5 p.m. West Sandy Creek Winery in Richards, Texas will have Ryan Pennick on stage Saturday, December 7th from 4 to 7 p.m. Whistling Duck Winery in Weimar, Texas will let Sierra Dawn jam out on Saturday, December 7th from 2 to 5 p.m. Barron's Creek Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas, will host Jeff Wood on stage Saturday, December 7th from 1 to 4 p.m. Barron's Creek Vineyards in Georgetown, Texas, will have Evelyn on stage Sunday, December 8th from 1 to 4 p.m. as well. Blue Ostrich Winery in St. Joe, Texas, will let Paul Terrell rock the house on Saturday, December 7th from 1:15 to 4:30 p.m. Dove Ridge Winery in Weatherford, Texas, will let Cadillac Johnson and the Steve Hill Duo assume the musical duties on Saturday, December 7th from 2 to 5 p.m. Lost Oak Winery in Burney, Texas, will have Andy Garcia on stage Thursday, December 5th from 6 to 9 p.m., followed by Tickle and Croon on Saturday, December 7th from 2 to 5 p.m. Deep Roots Vineyards in Plantersville, Texas, will have Mr. Wonderful on stage performing an Elton John tribute on Friday, December 6th from 12 to 5:30 p.m., followed by Rockin' Down the Fast Lane performing an Eagles and Doobie Brothers tribute on Saturday, December 7th from 12 to 5:30 p.m. While Texas Wines in Sonora, Texas, will have Autumn Michelle on stage Saturday, December 7th from 6 to 9 p.m. Ab Ashes Winery in Stonewall, Texas, will have Tim Bond on stage Saturday, December 7th from 2 to 5 p.m. Arch Ray Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas, will let Andy Garcia provide the musical sounds on Friday, December 6th from 3 to 6 p.m., followed by Jeff Wood on Saturday, December 7th from 3 to 6 p.m. as well. Carter Creek Winery in Johnson City will have Brady Hulsey on stage Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m., followed by Chad Anderson on Saturday, December 7th at 7 p.m. as well. Fiesta Winery on Wine Road 290 will have Steve Feinstein on stage Saturday, December 7th from 3 to 6 p.m. Fiesta Winery at the Bend location will have Keelan Donovan on stage Saturday, December 7th from 12 to 4 p.m., followed by Luke Ballet on stage Sunday, December 8th from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls will have Bruce Island Mine on stage Sunday, December 8th from 1 to 5 p.m. William Chris Vineyards in High Texas will have Stephen K. Morris on stage Saturday, December 7th from 1 to 4 p.m., followed by Tana Nicole Alexander on stage Sunday, December 8th from 1 to 4 p.m. And the Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas will have the very popular Way One Traveler on stage Saturday, December 7th from 1 to 5 p.m. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Well, that would do it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. Cheers. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. There you will be able to find a vast amount of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas wine trails, a list of Texas vineyards, 100% Texas wineries, winemaker profiles, and much, much more. So visit their website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review and share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends.